The month is wrapping up on a mild note across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today have soared into the 40s and 50s, and Albany has at least tied the record for the warmest February on record. Those records go back to 1874. And the mild weather continues into the day tomorrow, with record highs likely across the region. Some spots could make a run at the 70-degree mark. Following that, some showers and thunderstorms, and then much cooler weather for the second half of the week and at least the beginning of the weekend. Across the area today, we're seeing a mix of sunshine and clouds. Temperatures are on the mild side this afternoon. Moving into tonight, we'll see clouds and the chance for some areas of rain. It will be a mild night, with temperatures running mainly in the 40s to near 50 degrees, and some areas of locally dense fog are possible as well. And then for the day tomorrow, a cold front will be approaching from the west. In advance of that front, we will see a gusty wind out of the south. Under mainly cloudy skies, temperatures will surge into the 60s to near 70 degrees tomorrow. As I mentioned a moment ago, it looks like a lot of records are in serious jeopardy tomorrow afternoon, as those temperatures will be quite mild for this time of year. Now, as the front draws closer, we will see the opportunity for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. And some of these storms may be locally severe with gusty winds, so that's something to keep in mind for the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. The front will push by tomorrow night, and then on Thursday, some much cooler weather will follow. Not really cold given the time of year, but compared to the warmth today and tomorrow, it's going to feel quite chilly, and with a gusty breeze on Thursday, it'll feel even colder. Now, on Thursday, we'll have the chance to see some scattered snow showers, primarily in the higher elevations north and west of the capital region. And then on Friday, a little clipper-type system, kind of a fast-moving system, comes at us that could bring us around to some light snow, especially south of the capital region. We'll keep you posted on that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, areas of fog, mild, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, breezy and very warm, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, areas of fog, mild, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, breezy and very warm, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, areas of fog, mild, low 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, breezy and very warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, areas of fog, mild, low 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely, breezy and very warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, with scattered snow showers mainly north and west of Albany, windy and colder with highs in the 30s, and on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow mainly south of Albany, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.